Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right, we are back here at 34 minutes after 7 o'clock, 25 to 8, 26 to 8. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome a good friend of this station, a good friend of mine, Rob McKenna, the almost governor of Washington State, joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Rob, how are you?
Good morning, John. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And there's a whole lot of people listening to our voices now who are also hoping you're doing well and are eager to hear from you. So thanks for taking the time to be with me.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back on with you, John. Thanks. And thanks to you and all your listeners who were so supportive during the campaign. I really appreciate it.
Well, I know that you're a close student of politics, so you have studied and crunched the numbers in Washington State. I know that your polls were showing you ahead and that you were expecting that you were likely going to win on election night. What happened after studying these numbers? What went wrong where?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you have to look at where people turn out to vote. You know, turnout statewide was a little lower than it was in 2008, but it was higher in Seattle by 5 to 10% compared to Eastern Washington. So it was 5% higher in Seattle than in Spokane, 10% higher in Seattle than the turnout in Yakima was. So clearly, turnout was a factor. The Democratic organization did a good job of turning their voters out, and Inslee's entire margin came from two legislative districts in the city of Seattle.
No, it was a race that, for many people, was a heartbreaker. I told you this the other day that, you know, people were hoping that Mitt Romney would be elected president. They weren't expecting him to win Washington State, but the real heartbreaker for them was your race, because they said Rob McKenna, perfect candidate, the right time, clearly the superior candidate in this race. This is finally our chance to reverse more than, you know, 25 years of one-party rule.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Governor Romney, because our polling had me ahead of him by 12 points compared to where he would end up. And I did finish ahead of Mitt Romney in Washington State by 12%. And when we had him, you know, losing the state by 9 or 10 points, that was a winning margin for me. But he ended up losing by 15, not by 9 or 10. So even though I did end up outperforming him by 12, the tide was very, very strong at the end. And not just in my race, but if you look down the ballot, you know, if you consider Kim Wyman, for example, she had every endorsement for Secretary of State. She had Democratic and Republican auditors endorsing her. In a comparable situation 8 years ago, when I was endorsed by everybody over my opponent for Attorney General, I won by 10 points. Kim Wyman's in a similar situation in 2012, and she barely wins. In fact, I received more votes than she did, and the only reason that she pulled it out is that people stopped voting as they got farther down the ballot.
I should point out, Kim Wyman was the only Republican candidate who won a statewide race, and it was a nail-biter, despite the fact that, as you're pointing out, Rob, every daily paper supported her, and every incumbent auditor, Democrat and Republican, who made an endorsement in this race endorsed her.
Well, in fact, she's the only Republican state on the West Coast to be elected in 2012. She's the only one now in office of Oregon, Washington, or California.
So let me ask you, was this a bad election, or has the tide turned and this is likely going to be the future for Republicans?
Well, it wasn't just one election. This is part of an overall trend that Republicans have to take seriously and decide how to address, because, as I say, if you look at just the shift in the last 8 years alone, it was just absolutely dramatic. You know, Kim should have won by 10 points or more, as I did in 2004, running for Attorney General the first time. And other candidates were absolutely outstanding and very well qualified, like Reagan Dunn for Attorney General. should have done much better as well. But there's clearly been a shift, and I don't know, you know, how much of it was just, you know, this particular election, and how much of it was an underlying demographic shift. But I think there's something underlying it we have to pay attention to. I think there's more polarization than before. I think more people were voting a straight party ticket than we saw 8 years ago. And it wasn't just in Washington State or even just on the West Coast. There were disappointing results all across the country. When you look at governor's races, for example, the Republicans did pick up another office, this one in North Carolina, so they're now at 30. But they had high hopes of picking up four more governorships, including Washington State, and were disappointed from New Hampshire to Montana to Washington State. It was a very tough year.
Now, if you were giving advice to the party on what to do from here, because you've had a chance to, you know, sit back and analyze, what would you, well, before I get there, let me ask you this. What would you have done differently in your race?
Well, I don't know if there's any one thing we could have done that would have made the difference. I mean, we ran the strongest get-out-the-vote effort that Republicans won in our lifetimes, anyway, at least any of us can remember. We made over 1.5 million phone calls. We knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors. Really, really worked hard. Our volunteers worked their hearts out. We raised a record amount of money to fund Get Out the Vote and voter identification. All of that was something we can really be proud of. The Democrats also increased their program and did a really excellent job of identifying their voters to get them out. So one lesson I take from this is that they clearly had better data than we did. They have said since the election they had better data, and I think that's true. The Obama campaign spent $100 million developing voter data all across the country, not just voter records, but all kinds of information about voters in order to figure out who their supporters were to get them out. And that's one of the ways they drove up turnout in Seattle, such a high level in this election. And our data, frankly, just wasn't as good. We received voter information from the Republican National Committee, but we got it fairly late, and we found real flaws in it. So one lesson is that Republicans in Washington State need to stop relying on national data and take ownership of it and develop it ourselves.
What kind of data are we talking about?
Targeted voting data where you're basically collecting detailed information about voters so you know who your supporters are and can focus your voter turnout efforts more precisely in order to get them out to vote. And that means visiting them, you know, at their doorstep. It can mean phoning them, but they have to be reached because at the margins, it is about turnout. When you're talking about, you know, my race, for example, which decided by 3%, the side that is most effective in turning their voters out is going to win. And remember, they have a built-in advantage on voter turnout because it's easier to turn people out in densely packed neighborhoods in Capitol Hill or Queen Anne or Magnolia in Seattle than it is in Moses Lake or Pasco, where it's, you know, you have a less densely populated area.
What did Jay Inslee do that particularly set you back, hurt your campaign?
Well, I think that, you know, they ran a relentlessly negative campaign all along, and frankly, an extremely cynical campaign as well, where if you look at the composition of his ads, and by the way, this is the same thing that Patty Murray did running against Dino Rossi as well, to run one positive ad and three negative ads. Their allies put out a tremendous amount of direct mail and other targeted communications that was relentlessly negative. And when they had to make something up, they would just make it up. It didn't really matter. Even when the press called them on it, they would, they keep doing it.
So, well, for instance, the woman on the couch complaining right. about pro-life Republicans when, of course, you've got a pro-choice record.
Yeah, that's an example. Another example is the very cynical attack by Jay Inslee claiming that I supported an increase in property taxes, when in fact my record as a county councilman and as attorney general has been steadfastly in favor of reducing property taxes. He was referring to a plan to address the Supreme Supreme Court decision on public school funding that came out of the Democratic and Republican offices in Olympia, and basically said, well, this means McKenna wants a property tax increase also, which of course is false. So they were really not shy about using whatever tax they needed to make their points. And of course, Inslee became notorious for being extremely vague on his own policy positions. It became a joke around the state when he kept talking about the secret sauce that he was going to rely on to improve the economy. Secret sauce became a standing joke.
We've got that in our audio vault.
Yeah, exactly.
Secret sauce.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what it came down to, John, is they were really depending on people to vote for Inslee because he was the Democrat and for no other reason. And they persuaded enough people to vote a straight party ticket to be successful in that way.
A lot of people hope that you stay in politics. I know that you're getting several offers from leading law firms. Where do you think you're going to be in the next 6 weeks?
Well, I don't know if I'll know within 6 weeks, but I'll continue to talk to some outstanding law firms that have asked me to consider joining them as a partner, and that's very gratifying. I'll stay involved in politics as a volunteer in the same way I was a volunteer when I chaired your campaign for governor in the year 2000 through all these years. I mean, that's what I started out doing. It's exactly where I'm going to go back. We've got to get this state turned, and that means getting better at the ground game as well as the larger strategy of competing in elections.
Now, Mrs. McKenna got some ink late last week.
Yeah.
Marilyn was quoted in the Seattle Times saying that while she had a different position from you on referendum 74, she respects where you're coming from. And she also said that marriage is a blessing, not a political issue. We do well to remember that everyone benefits when couples commit. And then she sent a second email to the Times saying both the government and the Republican Party need to get the hell out of people's bedrooms and get a life.
Yeah, I think that she reflects a frustration by a lot of Republicans, certainly independents and Democrats who cross over to support me as well. They'd like to really focus on the fiscal issues, on the way in which our state's being driven into the ground fiscally, with the endless demand for tax increases by the other side. They'd like to focus on those issues and not allow the Democrats to drive a wedge between our candidates and those voters on those social issues.
Do you think Washington is a libertarian state where we're conservative on the fiscal issues, but whether it's, as Kirby Wilbur is pointing out in the paper the other day, whether it's aid in dying or abortion or same-sex marriage or marijuana, they just take it's not of the government's business.
There is a strong libertarian streak in the state, I agree. And, we certainly see the effects among young voters who tend to be more libertarian in their views. So, it's something we have to think about. And that's with full respect to the folks who are part of the party who are strongly pro-life. I respect their point of view. It's very closely held to them by them. But these issues have been settled in our state for a long time. They've been settled by the voters at the ballot box. And the Democrats keep bringing them up, even though the laws aren't going to change. And yet they frighten some voters who, don't know better into thinking that our state is like the rest of the country and that some Republican in Arkansas or Alabama is going to drive policy in Washington State, and it just doesn't work that way.
Well, not only that, but just the whole notion of, the abortion issue was appearing in races for auditor and secretary of state.
Yeah, that was really striking. In fact, Kim Wyman, is pro-choice, and when asked by a reporter, she said she was voting for referendum 74, as did Reagan Dunn and Bill Finkbeiner, and I think James Watkins as well, who is, pretty strong libertarian himself in many of his views, and yet that didn't save any of them. They except Kim did manage to eke out a victory. So where the Democrats are able to successfully paint us as being anti-choice, for example, they can really drive a wedge between us and other voters.
Rob McKenna, I appreciate you spending some time with me today, and I got to tell you, a lot of people admire you a great deal, and I certainly am one of those, and I respect the race that you ran, and I know how you're feeling right now, and you just got a whole lot of people here who care a lot about you, and hope that all goes well and that you'll be back in the game soon because they really believe in you.
I really appreciate that, John. Thanks. And your friendship means the world to me and Lisa's as well. And your listeners who came out in droves to the rallies, who believe in the state and the direction we wanted to take it in. So I hope everyone will enjoy their Christmas, have a great holiday season, and we got to get back at it. We've got legislative races coming up in 09, or 13 and 14, and I hope to be out there with them electing good people.
That's right. And we look forward to hearing your voice again soon here on KVI. Thanks.
Likewise. Thanks, John.
Thanks very much for joining me, and a Merry Christmas to you. That's Rob McKenna, our state attorney general.